Everybody, this is Tracy. I am here to talk to you about a book that every single time I have my support groups, I actually bring its little baby reference guide to the meetings. And today, as I was looking on my shelf, I saw this book, which is the main book. It is called Feelings Buried Alive, Never Die by Carol Truman. And what this book does is it shows us the power of emotional abuse and how it can be hurting us. When we don't pay attention to the emotional wounds in our core, then we end up with illness. And I always pull out, I actually pulled out some, I have some yellow tabs in here, but it has a whole listing of feelings and illnesses that you could have and what it kind of means. So I pulled out a few, and we're going to look at the first one. So, and this is just an example, but pretty much any kind of pain that you might have in your life, try to get this book. Go find it at the library. The Feelings Buried Alive book is out there, and you could probably get it on Kindle or something like that. But when I brought it recently to one of my support groups, I pass around the little tiny reference guide, and one of the gentlemen in the group raised his hand and said, "I'm reading what back pain is, and I'm going to find back pain now." And he said, "My entire life, I have always had the worst back pain. Like, no painkiller, no exercise, no massage, nothing could help him get rid of that back pain." His family was his abusers. His family of origin was his abusers. And so he said once he stood up to his family and went no contact with them, he's never had back pain again. So when he read this little part about back pain, he almost fell over in his chair. And I'm going to read you what lower back pain means. It feels that you're unsupported financially, experiencing fear where money is concerned, waiting to be back, wanting to be out of something, in a relationship that hurts, running away from a situation, maybe feeling guilty or lacking self-support, withholding your love from others, or feeling unsupported or burdened emotionally. That's exactly where he was going with his family. And once he got rid of the enemy, if you would, he got better. I pulled this one out because I was diagnosed several times with irritable bowel when I was married. Ever since I've gotten rid of my ex-husband, I have never had these symptoms again. Not once. So I, of course, looked it up. And irritable bowel syndrome means not being open about what you really feel, holding back, a loss of enthusiasm and drive. So in addition to pulling out, you know, everything from depression and diabetes and ear pains and your hands and your feet and your hair, all of this is, it's got a meaning. And I'm going to go off camera right now and read you from this book a little list of feelings and beliefs and how they affect our life. So let's just read this together. The following are feelings and beliefs that cultivate and encourage dysfunction, codependency, or addictions. Keep in mind that these characteristics are the natural byproducts of a person's early conditioning. It is. Therefore, there's no judgment, no blame, just awareness and compassion. 1. Judges self harshly. 2. Fears criticism and judgment, but driven to be critical and judgmental of others. 3. Feels a sense of urgency, impulsive, impatient, compelled to seek immediate rather than delayed gratification. 4. Fears failure, but unconsciously sabotages their own success. 5. Fears disapproval or rejection, so unknowingly creates characteristics unacceptable to others. 6. Fears commitment. 7. Feels inadequate, low self-esteem, sometimes has to compensate by appearing superior. I'm going to jump around. 10, fears loving and being loved. 12, fears abandonment, but compelled to become involved with compulsive personalities that actually play out this fear. There are 40 different types of things in here. Afraid of people with authority figures. Grieves for the family they never had. Feels guilty when standing up for self, therefore has to give in to others. Unable or knows how to relax, play, or have fun. If you are suffering with any kind of illness, I strongly suggest that you go get this book. Get it from the library and look up what you might be holding inside that is making you sick. Emotional abuse is real, guys. It is not something that you can mess with. It's not just all fairy. It is making your body sick. And we want you to get better. We want you to move on from this crazy ass abuse and heal yourself. One of them is looking at the power this emotional abuse has had over your life and over your health. So let's get healthy together. And this is Tracy. And that is all I've got today. It's a quick little lesson. But great book. I really think that everyone should understand how dangerous emotional abuse is. That's all I got. Have a great day. Visit my website, narcissistabusesupport.com, and I'll see you soon.